All right, welcome to the Lift San Diego podcast. I'm your host, Wesley Guest. Here we talk about everything San Diego, like where to eat, sleep, drink, work, live, and play in America's finest city.
I'm going to give you 5 tips plus a 6th bonus tip at the very end to help you in purchasing a condominium in downtown San Diego. These tips are going to be applicable pretty much anywhere throughout San Diego County and probably any real estate market for that matter. As of today, the real estate market right now is absolute fire. Mortgage rates came down about 0.5%. When that happened, it was like pouring gasoline on a fire. You're going to see multiple offers or the dreaded bidding wars.
Ned Flanders bids $50.
You can be successful without giving your arm or leg. You just have to know what you're doing. We're going to get into that in just one second. But before we do, my name is Wesley Guest, and I am a real estate agent here in downtown San Diego, although I work pretty much throughout the entire San Diego County. If you need help with real estate, don't be shy about reaching out. So let's get this started. Tip number one is going to be probably the most obvious, but it's probably the most important. You have to get your finances in order, talk to a lender, and get a loan approval. You're probably thinking, I meant to say loan pre-approval. No, you have to get a loan approval. A small handful of lenders will take everything that you submit to them and they will issue you a loan approval letter. This is so much more powerful. And here's going to be the biggest difference. When you're in a buying environment right now, like in downtown San Diego and the rest of the county where there are bidding wars happening, when you have a loan approval letter, you can submit offers without a loan contingency because you already have an approved loan. Long story short, when you make an offer like on a particular property and you're doing it without a loan contingency in place because you have a loan approval, it's like sending in a cash offer.
I can't compete with that.
Huge advantage over every other buyer. Tip number two is going to be know the area, know the building, and know the neighborhoods that you are interested in, preferably before you walk in and see that condo that just hit the market for the first time. Property, like the best condos right now in the city, are on market such a short amount of time. When you go in there, you want to make sure you're just deciding if you like, let's say, like the actual unit. You want to make sure you're familiar with the building at that point and the neighborhood and everything else, because you're not going to have a ton of time to make a decision on that property. You don't want to be in a situation where you like the condo or the property at this point, but you're not super familiar with the building, or maybe you're not super familiar with the neighborhood. You want to explore a little bit. In this market, it's very difficult to find time to do that. I mean, you can, but the condo is probably going to sell to someone else. And tip number three kind of ties into tip number two. Make sure you're familiar with the various contracts, what the purchase offer form looks like, and all the other associated documents look like. You can do that well before you even step foot in your very first property. Just have to get with your agent. You should very easily be able to walk you through all the paperwork, so you're not doing that as you're trying to decide on if to make an offer and how much to make an offer and everything else. You want to know those contracts beforehand. Tip number four is going to be, if you're using financing, like specialized financing, like let's say like an FHA loan or maybe VA financing, you want to make sure that the property, the building, the condo that you're looking at, it has to be approved. If it's not FHA approved or VA approved, you cannot use your loan on that property. So you want to know that way beforehand, before you even set foot in that property. Your agent should know this, and if they don't, well,
all right, that's it. You're fired.
Tip number five is a pretty important one. So you definitely want to have an idea in your head what concessions you're willing to give to the seller in order to get your property into contract, right? Because these tips we're talking about, these apply because it's a seller's market. If it's a buyer's market, we're going to do a whole different video and tip list for that. The most powerful concessions that I think I see on most contracts where buyers are going to contract are going to be a shorter time to close. Because think about it, right? If you're a seller and you have different buyers bidding on your home or condo, a faster time to close, if that makes sense for the seller, is they get paid faster. They're going to usually, given other things are similar, probably going to pick the faster close. I mean, I probably would. Other concessions might be giving up contingencies. Some people submit an offer without an appraisal contingency, which ties into your loan. I'm not recommending that. That's a very powerful concession to make, but it's a very risky endeavor because if the property doesn't appraise, you're going to be on the hook for the difference in cash. It's called an appraisal appraisal gap.
It's like a bad idea.
Very risky, but very powerful. And then there are other concessions based on maybe what the seller needs. And tip number 6, the bonus tip here, is going to be pretty important. If you're looking in downtown San Diego, make sure that agent is very familiar with downtown, the city, the different areas, the buildings. Downtown San Diego is a very small place, very different in some areas, like street to street. Very quiet over here. You can have very loud over here. You want to have somebody who knows the area. Very important when you're looking in downtown. So those are going to be my 5 tips. Well, I guess 6 with the bonus to successfully navigate and purchase a condo in downtown San Diego and pretty much any other probably real estate market where there's multiple offers or bidding wars happening.
All right, that's all I've got for today. To learn more about San Diego, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave me a review. And make sure to check out and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Live San Diego, and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you were even thinking about moving to anywhere in the San Diego area, make sure to give me a call, shoot me a text, send me an email, because if there is anything I can do to help you with your real estate needs, I will 100% make it happen.